When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Johnny Kemp, baby. Johnny Kemp just got paid. It's Friday night, and it's Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in right now. Dan just got out of the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shagrew. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V. He's just running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. Esmeralda just drilled another hole in the floor with her head in the traffic hut. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky.
Get your requests. We're going to have some real problems, by the way, if I'm making all these holes before we move.
Mary's going to fall through one of them when she comes in. it's 312-981-7200. Get your requests for Fly Jams, R&B, funky stuff. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open right now.
I feel like there's a knife in my back.
Fly Jams Friday, baby. We like to kick off the weekend with a funky note. Oh, by the way, we also have a pretty fly Blackhawks Express to play back. They've been fly lately, the Blackhawks. They're the best team in the NHL currently. That's fly. Nick DiGilio here on WGN. And Esmeralda, you picked the first bump here, fly bump.
Yes.
Explain to everybody what that is.
It was Rafael Sadiq, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Good man. It's actually from where I heard it was the Luke Cage show. That show, Luke Cage
on
Netflix.
Yeah.
That soundtrack is so good.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen the show, but I've heard about people have talked about the music in it. Dan, have you watched Luke Cage?
I'm about midway through, but yeah, absolutely. They highlight one performer every episode, and it's always fantastic.
Oh, that's cool. What do you think about it? Luke Cage, Dan, you like it?
I really like it. You know, Feinberg's always correct when he says those are like three episodes too long. You just wish they would move along a little quicker, but that one's one of the better ones.
Yeah. You like it, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it because it really wasn't about being a superhero to me.
Right.
It was the story first, and then, you know, it just so happened that he's got supernatural things going on.
You know, we talked to Dan Feinberg yesterday. Dan, were you interested in Iron Fist? Are you going to still check that out?
For the reasons he described, like, it's part of the universe, so you kind of want to watch it so you're not completely out of the loop,
right.
But it doesn't sound enticing
right.
at all.
Have you seen Logan yet?
I haven't had a chance to, no.
Oh, man, Dan. You got to see it. It's ridiculous. It's so good. There's a lot of good movies out right now, man. I'm telling you. So, all right, Esmeralda, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about this? The 305 area code wanted to hear this one.
They don't see me smile no more. Is this anguish taking over? Pulls me further from my shore.
Fly. That's Love Is Gone by Gabby Moreno featuring Johnny P. Not Johnny B. Johnny P. If it was Johnny B, his pants would be down and he'd go, oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, I don't know how fly polka is.
Oh, man. All right. Esmeralda, did you ever see Johnny in the leisure suits?
Yeah, because when I was working with him, he revived it.
He did.
So I got to go to a few of the shows.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was crazy to see him on stage and the whole thing and everybody, the whole crowd. It was pretty awesome.
Did he drop his pants?
I don't think so.
That's very disappointing.
I don't remember. I don't think he did, though.
When Johnny B doesn't drop his pants, it's not a good day.
I mean, it was, you know, it was so exciting otherwise.
Yeah.
I think that would have just, we were on an island, too. We were on that whatever it's called.
What?
Up in the lakes. That bar that's on a, it's on a thing and it's an island.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking
whatever
about.
Whatever that bar, I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
But we were there, so we would all have to jump ship.
I saw him at Poplar Creek.
Everyone saw him at Poplar Creek.
Yeah, back in the day. I saw him at Poplar Creek. Gianni. All right. All right. We got a bunch of people who are calling in, man. A lot of requests this morning, Dan. DJ Shagru, you're going to have to grow another arm so you can wiki more.
I'll get on that.
All right. Here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm in a good mood.
Good.
Can you play I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor?
Let's hear I Will Survive. You like that song, Jasmine?
Yeah, I heard it on the radio on my school bus, and it sounded pretty fly.
So they're playing fly jams on your school bus, Jasmine?
My driver listens to V103.
That's great. All right.
I had a quick question, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Everyone at my school, I'm guessing you've probably heard of the Cars 3 that might come out this year.
Yes.
Since you're the king of movies, everyone at my school was saying it's going to suck, and I just thought I need to ask a professional.
Well, listen, Jasmine, I am a huge, huge fan of most Pixar movies.
Okay.
I, however, do not like either of the Cars movies.
None of them?
Nope. Didn't like the first one, and then really didn't like the second one. So I haven't seen it yet, Jasmine, but at this point, I would tend to agree with your friends at school who think it's going to suck.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, you should at least go check it out when it comes out.
Oh, I'm going to see it. I'm required.
I grew up with those movies.
Yeah, did you? Now, Jasmine, have you seen WALL-E?
I think I watched it once.
Okay, that's my favorite Pixar movie of all time. I love that movie.
Well, maybe we'll chat when the Cars movie comes out.
Okay. Thanks, Jasmine.
Have a good weekend.
See ya. You too. She's so sweet. I'm sorry to tell her that I think the Cars movie is going to suck. That makes me sad. She sounded very disappointed.
Well, there's other animated features.
Yes.
That are good.
Yes. That's why I mentioned WALL-E.
Can't all be winners.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, the news is coming up next.
Oh, you ain't the only girl.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran, the great Steve Cochran, at 6. Fly Jams Friday continues. 312-981-7200. And Esmeralda, you chose that as well this morning?
Yes.
Explain.
It's Eli Paperboy Reed, Stake Your Claim.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those newfangled kids.
He's a newfangled kid. He sounds like an oldfangled kid.
Well, he's not. He's baby face. He's, you know, doing all the old stuff, but new stuff.
Right. It's inspired by old school stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. All right,
you
cool.
You said it better.
All right. You got to love anybody whose nickname is Paperboy.
Yeah.
You got to love that.
He's throwing the jams out.
And he's delivering the goods.
Go. See again. You said it better.
All right. Hey, it's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I love Johnny and the Leisure Suits. They were a great band with great songs. Just having fun with the veiled reference to Stephen Gary and Red Snow in Idaho. And
yeah.
Hey There, Milwaukee Polka, and We're All Crazy in Chicago.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were great, and the songs are great.
Yep.
Anyway, it's St. Patrick's Day, and I know I should pick something clever like Reverend Al Green or the OJs or Little Green Apples by O.C. Smith. There's a twofer. But I played that in the first year of Fly Jams Friday, and you're jerk-off traffic reporter made fun of it. Thank God we have the heart melder now.
Okay.
Anyway, this morning I have something a lot more serious. A tribute to the late, great Alex Chilton, who died 7 years ago today because a week before, when he had shortness of breath, he didn't get checked out because he didn't have health insurance. He was only 59.
Yeah, Alex Chilton, man, legend.
Here he is with the Box Tops, not the airplane song. This one's a lot better.
All right.
Here's I Met Her in Church.
She looked at me with eyes of love as a choir sang her head.
Yeah, he was the best, man. You know, Bob, one of my favorite memories was when we were in New York with the vinyl shop at the Fringe Festival for the 3 weeks it ran there. One of our days off where we didn't have a performance, because I did sound for the show as well as I directed it. And so one of the days off that we had, they used to do free concerts in the area between the two Twin Towers, like the little park in between the two Twin Towers. And we were looking through the Village Voice because we had a day off, and it was like Tuesday lunchtime. It was like a lunchtime thing. So they would do it for the business crowd. So at lunch, they would do a free concert between the Twin Towers. And we were like, hey, we got this Tuesday off. Let's see what's playing. So we look, it's Alex Chilton. And it was one of my favorite memories of all time. A free concert, Alex Chilton between the Twin Towers. It was amazing.
And that band, they had so many great songs. The only one you ever hear is The Letter.
Yeah, no, he was amazing. Alex Chilton was unbelievable. He was just
incredible.
Incredible. All right, Bob, thanks.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Yeah. And he's so good. He was so good. Alex Chilton was so good. The Replacements wrote a song called Alex Chilton, and it's one of their favorite. It's one of their best songs. It's all about their love for Alex Chilton. And another cool thing about that day, when he got off stage, he just walked out into the crowd. Was, hey, how you doing? Shook his hand, said hi to him. Very cool.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's that memory that'll never, I mean, obviously there's more of a poignancy to it because of where it took place.
Right.
You know, it was summer of 1999, 2 years later.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you get any Club Kalash?
Did I get any what?
Club Kalash.
No.
The Simpsons, remember?
No, I know. I did. I did not. What is he hated clam juice or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
I'll take the clam juice.
Yeah. Those clam
There's only one bathroom there's one bathroom and it's in the wrong tower. Homer's got a and that's when the chud came to get me. You remember when they said that they weren't going to show that, like, because nobody knew how to handle what happened on 9/11, you know, especially in the entertainment world. You remember when they said they were never going to show that episode again?
No.
Yeah, there was a time, like right after the attacks. They're like, we're not going to show that episode.
I would think, right after.
Yeah. And it took about a year. They didn't show it in reruns for like a year. And then it finally came back into rotation.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good episode.
It's a great episode. Homer versus New York. Phenomenal episode. He's got the boot on his car.
Me and him.
It's so good. All right. Let's see. Here's Mark. All right, Mark, what do you got?
Basketball Jones, we heard last week by Cheech and Chong.
Right.
That was a parody of this one, which was playing about this time of year, 1973. Love Jones.
Okay.
By the Brighter Side of Darkness.
What, baby? What is a love, Jones? Shucks, down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when you love someone. I love it when they do the spoken word stuff.
I like that they explain it.
Yeah.
Because I was about to go, I wonder where Jones came from.
Yeah.
Like Jonesing things.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to love Jones. And Cheech and Chong totally ripped it. Well, they did a parody of it. But it's Basketball Jones. Oh, man. And it was funny because when Basketball Jones came out, that song that we just heard, was in the zeitgeist, it was all over the place. Mm-hmm. So it was even funnier when the Cheech and Chong song came out. Oh, man, Cheech and Chong. Hey, how about Cheech working with Don Cheadle in that Golden Girls spinoff?
I was going to think of, what was it, Toots and Tufty or whatever?
Toots and Puffy? Puffy and Toots?
From the questions.
What was it?
Oh, gosh, no. Who knows?
I don't remember.
Toots and something.
It was Stuffy
and Toots.
Was it Tokes? No, was it Toots?
I should have written it down.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of weed, am I the only person who is absolutely loving The High Court? Do you know what this show is?
Oh, I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Doug Benson, stand-up comedian, professional marijuana smoker.
Yeah.
High all the time. Mm-hmm. His appearances at Midnight are hilarious. He's baked off of his butt every time. So they gave him like a spin-off show. It's only 15 minutes long. So it's like Adult Swim. Because Adult Swim, they're only 15 minutes long when your high wears off after 15.
Say.
Right. So that's why they program those shows for people who are high. And so The High Court is only 15 minutes long. But it's Doug Benson and it's like a people's court, but Doug Benson is high. And he actually decides, these are real court cases, and he actually has people
are
come
they?
In. Yeah, real court cases, and they come in, and he decides and he has a different guest bailiff every night. Stand-up comedian is a bailiff. Mm-hmm. So Tiffany Haddish was on last night, and so what they do is he comes out, he's high, it doesn't appear that he has anything on under the robe. So he just comes out, he's got a coffee mug, which I don't think has coffee in it, and he sits down, and then like he hears the people argue, and then they go, okay, we have to deliberate. So what they do is they go into the chambers to deliberate, and they blow weed on the air. They actually bong hits. They do bong hits, the bailiff and him, and then they decide what they're going to do when they're completely stoned out of their minds. Now, I don't smoke weed, but this show kills me. It's so hilarious. So if you're not watching The High Court, it's on after at midnight on Comedy Central. It's on from 11 to 11:15. They show two on Thursday night. So last night they showed two.
I need to, if I ever have a court case.
Go to Doug Benson.
Go to The High Court.
Go to The High Court. All right. We got a break. I love that show. By the way, you don't have to be high to like it because I don't smoke weed.
It's just, no.
Oh, it's fun.
Doug Benson
he's
is
funny.
Great.
It's funny. And just like they're actual people. And they've had like two episodes where they have arguments over dogs. So they've had like dogs. At one point, there was somebody who was suing another person for taking their dog. Mm-hmm. And they wanted the dog back, or, the other person was suing for $5,000 or whatever. So what to decide it, they went in the back and they got high. And then they came out and said, we're just going to put the dog down. Whoever the dog goes to gets.
Oh, okay. I thought like kill it.
No,
like,
put
oh
the
my
dog.
God.
Put, no, not down. Down on the floor.
Yeah.
Put the dog down on the floor and you call him, and whoever goes to whoever the dog goes to, it was a little chihuahua, whoever the dog goes to. It's so ridiculous. All right. I know it's online, Esmeralda. I think you can see it if you get like the Comedy Central app.
Yeah.
You can watch it.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Let's see. We get one more in here. Here's Roosevelt with the Fly Jam. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, how you guys doing this
Good.
Morning? Good morning.
What do you got?
1977, I seen Earth, Wind & Fire do this song, Feeling Blue. At the Chicago Amphitheater.
Chicago Amphitheater. All right. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire. Feeling Blue, Earth, Wind, and Fire, always fly. Never not fly, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thanks, Roosevelt. I forgot to ask Roosevelt how many people were in the band when he saw him. Was it 6,000 or 2,500?
I'm going to go conservative 500.
That's very conservative. All right, let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell, and here is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Welcome, and happy Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
I was torn today whether or not to wear purple or green, but green one out. Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to have Paul Nolte in the house talking about our portfolios. We'll do a checkup after the Federal Reserve rate increase this week. And if you've been to the airport lately, you know you've probably gotten a more intimate, possibly intimate pat-down. We'll talk to Rixini about what you can expect coming up next on the opening bell.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Steve. You too. Bye. All right, let's see if we can get a few in here. Jeannie suggested this one. Recognizable instrumentals of all time. Soulful strut. All right, you're going to love this one, Esmeralda.
What is it?
Yeah, 219 area code requested that. Were there? They were so hot in Vogue. God,
They were here a couple weeks ago. Remember,
yeah.
We saw them on GN.
Yeah,
wondering what was going on.
All right, final one. Dwayne in McHenry says he wanted to hear "Diamond Girl" by Nice and Wild. It was a total jam back in my nightclub days. I remember this song. Dwayne must be around my age. Because
like, that? That's like from like house music.
It's 80s.
B96.
It was pre that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was like 86 maybe, 87. Diamond Girl. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, you too.
And I'll see you Monday.
See you Monday.
All right. We'll take a break here, and news is up next.